The Illusion of Choice by Richard Shotton. The one-sentence summary. Businesses can take advantage of behavioural quirks to win customers, retain them, and sell more. What the book says. This is a guide to the 16 and a half psychological biases that influence why we buy. They are 1. Habit formation. Pick the right moment to break existing habits. Don't rely on motivation. Create a cue. Use an existing behaviour to create a cue. Make it as easy as possible. Harness the power of uncertain rewards and keep repeating. 2. Make it easy. Seek out and eliminate friction, or add it if you want to reduce behaviour. Make the first step as easy as possible. Reduce the amount of choice and don't mess with your audience's worldview. 3. Make it difficult. Use a two-step approach. Make the customer put some effort in and let them know the amount of effort you have put in. 4. The generation effect. Make customers do some work by generating the answer themselves. Ask questions which they have to answer, and use your design to make them work a bit. 5. The Keats heuristic. Use rhyme to boost believability and memorability. Use alliteration to advance accuracy. Enhance the fluency of your brand name to reduce risk perceptions. And tailor the typeface to your task. 6. Concreteness. Use concrete rather than abstract language. Help customers to imagine using your product. Keep it simple. Use stories more than statistics. And check your expertise to avoid straying into abstractions. 6.5. Precision. Apply the power of precision with precise pricing. 7. Extremeness aversion. Launch a super premium version to make the normal product seem sensibly priced, particularly if you have a utilitarian product or an older target audience. Consider the order in which you display your products and whether to include a decoy version that focuses the mind more on the most important one. 8. Denominator neglect. If your brand is priced under £100, communicate a discount using percentages. If it's over 100, then state it in absolute terms. Consider offering multiple stacked discounts in ascending order, and/or reframe the discount as a comparison against the sale price, and emphasize the magnitude of discount prices with larger typefaces.